Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence will hold a town hall meeting tomorrow morning in Springfield, followed by a rally tomorrow afternoon in Chesterfield. Pence's visit marks the GOP ticket's first Missouri campaign swing. Missouri's last high-profile visit from the Trump campaign came when the Republican presidential nominee visited St. Louis in March, just before the Missouri primary. It's been 20 years since a Democratic presidential candidate carried Missouri. But Pence's visit signals that Republicans aren't taking the state for granted. Polls have consistently shown Trump with a small margin over Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in Missouri. According to reporting from St. Louis Public Radio, political experts say that Trump must carry Missouri to win in November. Clinton does not need the state to win the White House. The state of Missouri is seeking an appeal after a federal appeals court ordered the state to provide the names of any suppliers of Missouri's lethal injection drug to two Mississippi death row inmates. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court in St. Louis ruled unanimously in the case last Friday. The judges rejected Missouri's claim that revealing how it obtains its pentobarbital could compromise its ability to obtain the chemicals for executions in the future. The condemned Mississippi inmates subpoenaed Missouri's lethal injection information as part of their federal challenge of Mississippi's three-drug execution protocol. A University of Missouri assistant communications professor fired for her conduct during student protests late last year has a new job this Labor Day. The Kansas City Star reports that Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington, hired Melissa Click for a one-year, non-tenure-track position in the school's Communication Studies Department. Click was fired by MU in February after a videotaped confrontation in which she called for, quote, some muscle, to remove a student videographer from a protest area on the MU campus last November. The dean of Gonzaga's College of Arts and Sciences says Gonzaga officials knew of Click's recent history and were confident in welcoming her to the university. Some MU researchers are in the doghouse after an experiment gone wrong. The experiment was intended to study treatment methods for damaged corneas. The test subjects, a group of beagles, had their left eyes intentionally damaged while they were anesthetized. Half of the dogs were given a topical acid treatment to determine if it healed the eye damage. When the treatment was unsuccessful, the researchers euthanized the six dogs. The university says the beagles were treated humanely during the research process, and that such research, quote, improves the quality of life for both animals and humans,